everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen. With me, as usual, is my guy, Donald Thomas. And today, on this specific episode, we are going over the NFC wildcard weekend matchups. That's right. We are going to go over each of the three games, talk about the teams, and make our predictions for the game. Donald, man, what do you think about the NFC this year?
Man, strong. NFC strong this year. But it's kind of one of those things where it kind of went from being like a three-team race to really a two-team race, in my opinion. You might have like another dark horse with someone that's going to try to creep in there. But for the most part, you know, I'm not going to discredit Detroit. I just don't know how far they can go and really beat one of these strong teams late in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. So we'll see. But I don't want to get off topic yet. But you know, it's interesting to see, like, the way Philly has just kind of, I don't know what happened to them. None of, like, they're, you know, so we'll get into it. But NFC's been an interesting conference to watch nonetheless.
Oh, definitely. They've had some ups and they've had some downs. They've had teams that went on big runs. And then every one of the teams have had at least, like, you know, a three-game slide. Right. I mean, it's crazy to watch what happens. Some of these teams go out and beat each other and then end up losing to a team like the Cardinals. Right. It'll be interesting to talk about that in just a moment. But before I do, I want to remind everybody that BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, NBA, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Packers at Cowboys. Is this going to be a good game to watch? I'm just curious.
As painful as it pains me, as painful as it just, I think Green Bay has shown signs of playing well this year. I think Love is a very talented quarterback. I feel like he's a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, in my opinion. When he gets down, he's down on himself, and his confidence goes down. He doesn't play well. But then he will have explosive plays and he'll play half games where he's riding a high. But 9-8 is mediocre. 9-8 is middle of the road. And this Dallas team is elite at home. And they've proven that all year. So very difficult for Green Bay to go into Dallas, a playoff game, and beat them. Now, if that happens, and I pray that it does happen, that Green Bay does go into Dallas and beats Dallas, in this wild card game, I'm going to love rubbing it in all these Cowboy fans' faces. I'm gonna have my text messages and my memes and everything loaded up, ready to go. But I don't see that happening here this first round of the playoffs. I think Dallas easily takes down Green Bay by at least two scores or more.
Wow. You talk about hoping that the Packers win. My late father, who passed away beginning of the year last year, has a hat collection that I just went through. This is where this came from. Probably half of the hat collection is Green Bay Packers hats. That was his team. That's the team that he rooted for. So I'm going to root for Green Bay in this playoffs just because, you know, for my late father.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to win. To me, Green Bay is the NFC's version of Pittsburgh Steelers from the AFC. How they made it in the playoffs is beyond me. it's just somebody had to fill the spot, and they were there. That's kind of how it looks. I'm sorry to Green Bay Packers fans. Look, you got some guys on your team that make it look as though there could be a nice future for the organization, but I just don't feel like it's there quite yet. You haven't really shown me that you can go out, to say Dallas, like you talked about, and win in their house. You know, maybe you could do it to Detroit, but your divisional rivals, right? Go and do it to, you know, a team like Dallas or San Fran or something like that. That's going to be something that would be very, very impressive, especially in the playoffs. I got the Cowboys winning probably by 13, I'd say. We're going to go 27-14.
Fair enough. I'm feeling that. I think it could be even worse, to be honest with you. I don't see them being able to. You hang tough with them for the most part. I think that they're going to be – it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be bad. I think that this round, Cowboys will look dominant. Besides that, when they got to go on the road the following week, the story will change.
All right. Well, with that being said, I guess we move on to, well, what I feel like is probably going to be the better game, the best game of the NFC, and that's the Rams at the Lions. The Rams have been kind of on a tear as of late, the last, you know, month or so. I remember midseason, we were like, the Rams ain't making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They don't look very good. Matt Stafford wasn't throwing well, you know, but they got some guys over there, right? There's this young rookie, this Puka Nacua, looks pretty darn solid over there with the rest of that offense. And the defense is just doing enough in order to do what they need to do. And then, of course, then there's the Lions. You know, the Lions, the team that not only, you know, took their division, but done so in a commanding fashion. This is the best Lions team I can remember ever, and that's including teams that had Megatron and Barry Sanders, right? I mean, and not knocking either one of those guys. Barry Sanders, in my opinion, is best running back in NFL history, all right, that I have watched. I've got him and then Walter Payton, you know, that I have watched.
You ain't that old.
Oh, yeah. I was born in 76, man.
Uh-oh. Ooh, I'm
yeah, I'm a bicentennial baby. But yeah, look, overall, this team has got an offense and they have a defense for the Lions. And they've got a no-nonsense head coach that will just wants his team to go out there and just be more physical than the other team. Mm-hmm. And they've got key playmakers on both sides of the field, especially at key positions like wide receiver, like, you know, quarterback, like pass rush, right? And that they're at their top of their game right now. And as much as I like the Rams and their comeback this year, I feel like I feel like the Lions should win this game. I really do.
You said everything that I was going to say. You know, here's the biggest storyline. The biggest storyline, in my opinion, is the quarterback stories, the backstories. Right? Stafford's been, you know, was trapped in Detroit for all those years and they were terrible. Hell, I was there with them for a year when we were god awful as well. But I always knew Matt Stafford was an elite quarterback. I always said it. I was watching him practice in games. Excuse me. He was thrown to a Hall of Fame receiver. We had talented guys around him. We just couldn't put it together as a team. He was a talented quarterback, not the best leader. Right. And so when you have the best player on your team or one of the best players on your team or the most influential player on your team is not the leader, this can be a problem, especially when he has the ball every time the offense has the ball and he is the voice of the whole team. He's got to be a leader, too. And he wasn't that when I was there. No disrespect to him. He just wasn't the leader that we needed to have. Jared Goff, on the other hand, is a talented quarterback. Young, who I felt like didn't get a fair shake or get the full all the chances or get all the time to develop before he was discarded, right? Before he was traded or let go, you know, shipped to Detroit. And it was kind of like a slap in his face, like, we're gonna ship you to Detroit. You're gonna go from LA, you know what I'm saying? Like you're going from LA to Detroit. Like that is a huge shock within itself. You're like, yo, you really discard me. You really just, you're sending me down here for my career to die. Right. Yeah. Like, you're just like, whatever. So like on one hand, Matt Stafford's coming back to Detroit to show he can play football, which we all know he can. So the storyline isn't about Stafford coming back to Detroit to play, blah, 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 playoff. It ain't that. It's the fact that Jared Goff is about to show y'all why you guys shouldn't have got rid of me and why we're 12-5 and why we're one of the hottest teams in football and why we're about to make this Super Bowl run. That's the real story, in my opinion, right? And the fact is you hit the nail on the head. Dan Campbell's going to have these guys playing physical, ready to play football. But the thing that makes the determining factor between the two coaches is one's been in the league and he's done it. One's actually played. He's actually been in the league. He knows what it takes. The other's been around football his whole life, right? We know the storyline, but he's been coaching forever. He grew up on – his dad was a coach, yada, yada, yada. He was on the NFL sidelines. He was a ball boy. You name it, moved up the ranks. We get it. But it's a difference when you can have experience on what you're preaching. It's a difference. Now, granted, they won a Super Bowl. LA, they want it. He knows what it takes to get there. But what I'm telling you is when you got 53 guys that believe in everything that you say and you got them juiced up and you come from a hard-nosed city like Detroit and those guys know how much that this means to these fans and what they're playing for, Detroit's going to be electric. It's going to be crazy. Energy's going to be through the roof. Yeah. I think that negates everything that we just talked about with LA. Like, I think they come out and they put it to them. I think the Rams got hell to pay. And if they don't understand that right now, it's too late. It's too late.
The only problem that I see is, you know, there's not a lot of guys on this Lions team that have a lot of playoff experience. You know, you got Goff, who has been, you know, he's got a history with that whole situation, right?
Yeah.
With the playoffs. So, but like you said, you know, it comes down to the leaders, you know, making sure that everybody on that team is ready. You know, the Rams have been there, done that, right? Recently. So they know what it takes to win a playoff game. The Lions are just that they're going to have to step up, and it's really going to be on that head coach and Jared Goff to make sure that everybody is in the right mindset, no matter what happens in this game. If Matt Stafford hits Puka for a 75-yard touchdown on the first play of the game, don't give up. Go out there and fight tooth and nail, bite some kneecaps, get back in the game, right? Mm-hmm. And you know there is a guy on the defense, on the Lions, who's ready to do exactly that. That's Aiden Hutchinson. Matthew Stafford has got to have an eye on him the whole game.
I mean, this is like the first time ever that you have been on point. I got nothing else to say. I mean, you're like, I agree. Like I am in full agreement with what you're saying. Like, awesome. No, awesome. For real. Like you're like these points that you're making, like, This is the marquee game. This is like the best game of wild card weekend, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like this is a good game here. This is a good game here because I want to see really how Dan Campbell's going to have this team playing in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
The fact that they're a wild card team bothers me, but it is what it is. It's just how the playoffs are set up because I feel like they're, if not the number two team in the NFC right now, it's arguable. Right, they're not better than San Fran, but like you know, I think they're better than Dallas because they can win on the road. Dallas can't win on the road. Like, whatever, we won't go that deep into it. But I'm just saying, this is a good game right here.
What's your score prediction?
I'm gonna go 24-17 Lions.
17-12 Lions.
Okay.
All right. We both got the same game so far. For the most part, I think we've picked everyone right the same this so far. That's rare. Yeah. Trust me, that's rare. Last game on the docket, last game of the week, and we got Monday Night Football coming back as the Philadelphia Eagles, who at, you know, week 11 looked like an unstoppable team. Right, is now heading to Tampa Bay, who at week 11 you didn't think was even going to make the playoffs. And now here we are. And we got this is an interesting situation, man. First off, the Eagles even having to travel is like, what? They had one loss in week 11 or week 12, I think it was. And, you know, I'm like, what in the world? And now, you know, that they've lost five of their last six, right? I mean, my goodness, man. What are your initial thoughts to this game?
Like I said, I personally just want to see the Eagles lose so we can stop talking about the Eagles for this year. No team, I don't feel like they deserve to be in the playoffs the way that they played the last, you know, quarter of the season. I'm just over it. I feel like if a team is supposed to be a contender, win a Super Bowl, or at least win the NFC, that you don't have a huge drop off like this. Teams get better as the season goes. Teams don't get worse as the season goes. So, like, all this talk about we know where we're at, who we are, we know what we have to do, we know what needs to be done, we know, like, when it comes down. Like, no, you wouldn't have lost them games if you guys knew what the hell you guys were doing. You're not, no one's going out there and just tanking football games. I always said, like, all them wins when they were 10-1, they were very close. Like, they were ones where they had come back at the end, or they're fighting a team off from coming back and beating them at the end. Like, it was never just blowout. Oh, this is a 10-1 football team. Like, look out. Like, only team that beat them was San Francisco. Like, oh, they're definitely the number two team in the league. Like, it wasn't that. So, like, I'm over it. Now, can Tampa Bay beat the Eagles? If you look at them on paper, no. But like I said, though, from week one back, if you guys have been listening to us, I've said I am a Baker Mayfield fan. And this is why Tampa Bay went out and found a veteran quarterback that still had juice in the tank, that still has proven that he can win some football games. And quite frankly, he ain't scared. And we know Baker's not scared. So Baker's going to go out there and play Baker Mayfield football. It's going to be inspired. Tampa Bay's going to be fired up down there on a Monday night. I'm excited to see how they do, you know, for the sake of good TV. I'm saying Tampa Bay shocks Philly. But in reality, they're not shocking Philly. This is a team that's just going to play better than Philly. Philly's going to find a way to lose. Like, because they've been losing all these games. They've been finding ways to lose. Like, should they have won these games? Absolutely. But they're not winning football games, and you can't go in the playoffs, limping in the playoffs, and expect to all of a sudden just flip a switch and turn it on, and here you go. Now we're fighting to get to the Super Bowl. It don't work that way. So this team is descending at the wrong time of the season. And they don't deserve to be, you know, have a bye or be one or two seed in the NFC. And they're right where they're supposed to be. And they're right where they're supposed to be with losing in the wild card round and going home. So that's what it is for me.
I think the two main storylines is, look, a lot of people want to talk about Hurts in this offense and the fact that, you know, Shane Steichen's missing. You can see the difference. Look, my question is, what happened to what was supposed to be the most dominant defensive line in football?
Yep.
Right? What happened to that? Because that was legitimately what they were called from the get-go. It was like they went out and got everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And then when mid-season the Colts let, you know, a certain former all-pro linebacker, they went and got him too. You know, they're getting everybody, and yet the defense is still having their issues, right? So what's going on with the Philly defense?
Did he upgrade the defense when he got there? Did they win? How many more games did they win once he got there? So I knew that was a joke. A lot of people said I was a hater and all that kind of stuff, but whatever. I know what I'm talking about. But the defense has disappeared. I even said they had one of the best D-lines in football, if not the best D-line in football from across the board. And like, these dudes are null and void. Like, you can't be the best D-line in football and you've lost five out of six games at the end of the season.
And now they're going up against a guy who had 4,000 yards passing, almost 65% completion percentage, and had a 28-10 touchdown interception ratio on the season. Baker Mayfield has actually done a really good job over there in Tampa.
And Baker, we trust. Yep. And I'm entrusting Baker to get a win in the playoffs, right? and continue to move into the divisional round. I'm going Bay. I'm going Tampa Bay here. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going Tampa Bay. 1,000%. I'm going Tampa Bay. I'm not giving it to the Eagles. Eagles don't deserve to win. They're not going to win the football game. They ain't going to just flip a switch, like I said. Tampa Bay wins this football game. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm saying at least 7 points. Boom.
This is a tough one for me. I get where you're coming from, but this is a tough one for me because I feel like the Eagles should win this game. But all your points and the points that I made are just like hovering there going, dude, you know what to go with, you know?
Yeah, so just do it. Follow your heart. Don't do it. Lawrence, look at me. Come on, man. You know who's supposed to win this football game. Make the right decision.
But we picked the same teams.
It doesn't matter. We know what we're talking about. We don't have to go against me just because.
That's fair enough. Watch Billy end up pulling this out. That'd be so messed up.
I know. I know, man. I know. This is the one we put all this emphasis I talk the most crap about. And watch Philly come out and trounce Tampa Bay.
I know, right? I mean.
Go ahead. No. You pick Tampa. Just I don't want to influence your decision. Go ahead. Pick them.
I'm going to go with Tampa, but I think it's going to be a really tough game. I think it's going to come down to the wire. This is going to be a three-point game. It's going to be something like 27-24 or something like that. You know, it might not even be that high. It might be like a 21-18 game. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to get 18, but yeah. There are a lot of field goals in that equation. Six of them sons of guns.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really tight game. But I feel like right now, you know, the Bucs are just playing better football, right?
Everybody's playing better football than Philly. Let's be clear. Everybody besides Carolina Panthers, the last 6 weeks of the season have played better. Think about it. No, seriously, think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's played better than Philly. So, like, that's a fair statement. But, like, everybody has except for Carolina.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, what are we saying here? Like I get it. You make the playoffs off of your record. You make the playoffs because of, you know, you winning your division, all those things, right? But in scenarios, you squeak in, you beat this team, the other team lost, but all that. But what I'm saying is everyone has played better than the Eagles. At the wrong time of the season, are you playing your worst football? You ain't going to just flip a switch and turn it on. You'd have been turning on when you had a two-game slide. Whoa. Let's fix this.
Yep.
We done lost two games. We can lose one, but two games in a row. This is crazy.
Yep.
And then y'all win a game, and then you go proceed to lose all the rest of them.
Well, I think we've come to the end of this episode. Please don't forget, smash that like button. Hit subscribe if you're not subscribed. Tag that notification bell so that you are notified next time we go live or upload a video talking about the rest of the NFL, this NFL playoff season. And if you're listening to this an audio podcast, make sure you leave a review. We appreciate it a ton. I'm Lawrence Owen. That's Donald Thomas. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, have a good one.
Peace.
Do you believe?